The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has expressed concern about the anti-homosexuality bill passed by the Ugandan parliament on Friday, the 20th of December. It warns that if the bill becomes law, it would have a detrimental effect not only on the fundamental rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender LGBT members of Ugandan society, but also on the work of human rights defenders. The UN Human Rights Office is urging President Yoweri Museveni not to sign the bill into law. I am Derek Mbata. To find out more about this issue, I spoke on the line to Geneva with Ravina Shamdasani, spokesperson for the Human Rights Office.
Well, we're very concerned about the passage of this anti-homosexuality bill. If this bill becomes law, it would impose life imprisonment sentences for individuals who are engaged in consensual same-sex relationships. And what's really even more worrying is that there are prison sentences to be imposed on those who promote homosexuality. So this could affect the work of human rights defenders. This could affect the work of people who are addressing HIV and AIDS issues in the country. And, of course, this would have a very detrimental effect on the fundamental rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender members of Ugandan society.
From what you know, is a bill like the Ugandan anti-homosexuality bill common on the African continent, or is it unique to Uganda?
In fact, homosexuality is still criminalized in several countries. However, we've seen a growing trend towards decriminalization. And as you might be aware, the UN has recently taken up this issue. And the General Assembly also passed a resolution recognizing that all individuals, regardless of their sexual orientation, are entitled to the same fundamental human rights.
Now, has the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights received any testimonies from the Ugandan gay community about what's happening to them?
We have, of course, been in close contact with civil society in Uganda, and I'm sure you're aware that there have been several reports of LGBT individuals facing discrimination and even violence in the country. And what we're afraid of is that this bill will end up institutionalizing this kind of discrimination, and it will make the situation even worse for the people on the ground.
Now, has the office made any intervention to talk to the Ugandan authorities on this issue?
Yes, we are in close touch with the Ugandan authorities on this. We understand that the president has said that he will have to look at the details of the bill before considering whether or not to sign it. And this is why we've issued this statement at this point, to urge him not to sign this bill.
Have you had any other response from the authorities on this issue?
No, not that I'm aware of. We have an office in Uganda, and our office has been in close contact with government officials there.
I heard the president of Uganda, President Yoweri Museveni, saying that there are mistakes in the bill and that he will send it back to parliament for amendment before signing it. Would that address your concerns?
Well, in fact, from what we have heard, there have been some procedural irregularities as well in the passage of the bill. For example, it is not clear whether there was quorum in parliament when the bill was going through parliament. In addition to the fact that this is a very important bill and that it is certainly not in line with international human rights standards or in line with the Ugandan constitution itself. In addition to those concerns, there seem to be procedural irregularities as well in rushing this bill through parliament.
So apart from these procedural matters, what advice would you give to the president?
First of all, we call on the president not to sign this bill into law. Uganda has an obligation to prevent discrimination, and it cannot withhold basic rights from certain individuals just because the majority disapproves of them. Uganda should also repeal current provisions in its penal code which criminalize consensual same-sex relationships. In addition to this, they should take urgent steps to ensure that LGBT individuals are protected from discrimination and violence.